It says patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're going to make it or you're going to break, right?
Patience. Patience is a skill we must master. Patience is one of the most valuable skills a human being must master.
In order to see any glimpses of change, it takes about 21 days, right? The second one is 90 days. I'm like, okay, first week, no results. Second week, no results. Third week, no results. Fourth week, no results. Fifth week, a little bit of results. Sixth week, a little bit of results. Seventh week, a little bit of results. It's not really working. Let me drop it. 90 days. That's only 7 weeks, 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10, 11, 12, 13th week. Bam. Oh, this works. The bigger the change you want to make, the longer it takes.
Patience. Is it important? Absolutely. This day and age, everybody wants something immediate. You know, there's a saying, it took me 10 years to become an overnight success. And that's true. Everything takes time. But success is making the right small decisions over and over again, over time, and you'll be successful. Failure is the opposite. Making small wrong decisions over time, and then you become unsuccessful. So just remember those things, and every day attempt to be 1% better than you were yesterday. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. Than you were yesterday. You set yourself on that trajectory and you'll be moving in the right direction.
Patience is a virtue. I suppose it probably is. But I think patience, real patience, is an expression of deep understanding. You see, everything happens when it's supposed to happen. Everything in this universe happens by law. We set targets and we need things to happen. We need something to come or someone to do something. And frequently we get frustrated because it isn't happening when we think it should happen. Our problem is we're not thinking. We believe we're in charge. We are not in charge. We are in charge of building the idea and holding the idea. Everything else happens automatic. It happens by law. All ideas have a gestation or an incubation period. I'm told when we plant a carrot, in the area of the world that I live, it takes approximately 70 days for that carrot to grow.
Patience is the secret weapon of the ambitious. When you're ambitious, when you're hungry, when you want to prove them wrong, which is actually a pretty negative energy, or when you want to prove it to yourself, which I think is a very positive energy, patience is an incredibly important component when you're ambitious, when you're hungry, when you're tenacious, when you want it. Because so many people I know, you know, are just in a place where they want it so fast that they cut corners and make mistakes.
Patience is a sign of wisdom. How do you become more patient? Become more wise. Wise means I'm not looking just at the moment. I'm looking ahead. I'm looking into the future. What will this activity result in? What will be the outcome 5 years from now, 10 years from now? That's wisdom. Wisdom is patience. Let things develop. Don't rush your way through life. Things take time. I don't know why. Why can't things just happen instantaneously? Because if it's good, why not now? It's a good question. But the fact is, things take time. And only with time will it turn out to be what it's meant to be. If you rush, you ruin even good things. Every baker can tell you that. Every chef will tell you that. If you rush it, you ruin it. So have a little wisdom and look at the picture long term, not just immediate gratification.
It's so important that you understand you must be patient with people, you must be patient with plans, you must be patient with, you know, everything. You can't get what you want right away. It just doesn't work that way. People that are patient are incredibly effective.
You don't always need more power as much as you need more patience. Patience. 18 years. Patience. Everything's not supposed to work out in your 20s. Everything's not supposed to work out in your 30s. If you're talking about finances, most billionaires became billionaires in at least in their late 50s. So if it doesn't happen today, it doesn't mean that God said no. Let me say it this way. Delayed does not mean denied. You don't always need more power as much as you need more patience.
It is called aggressive patience. You have to understand that not only is it going to take time, so you have to be patient, but also during the time that you are waiting, you have to be executing day after day after day after day as if you can will and force this goal into reality. Because when people hear be patient, you know what they hear? Sit in your chair, kick your feet up on the desk, and it'll just happen. That is not how it works. You have to come in, you have to dedicate yourself, you have to execute day after day after day after day at the highest level that you possibly can for as long as you can, and still it's going to take time. You can't outwork the time.
Patience. Yeah, like patience is the key. You know, sometimes we just want, we want, we want, and we want it now. But it's like the real one even built the same day. God took his time with the real. You know, he took his time with people. He took his time with animals and stuff like that.
It's a process as you're navigating this thing that we call life. So many different times, people don't even give themselves the grace because they want everything right now. And that's not how life is.
And put that time in. Stop trying to rush. So you're trying to rush yourself getting that instant gratification. That's going to delay your glory. Relax, but grind hard. That's the key. And every step of the way, you're going to learn more and more and more.
The code that you can't seem to crack, that successful people have cracked, is that they are patient. I think so many of you forget that whilst you were trying to achieve things, you have never experienced this before. You've never been this version of yourself that's so ambitious. Previously, you stayed within your comfort zone and you know who that person is, but this ambitious person that's trying to go out and live their life and achieve their dreams, you've never been this person. So you need to be patient with this person. Success is down to two things. There's consistency and it is patience. Understanding that small steps every day will get you to where you want to go, providing you make those steps consistently. So you need to set out a plan and execute every single day. Be patient with yourself during it. Don't get yourself down when you don't see the results straight away, because they are coming. You have set this path in motion. Everything's going to work out. Be patient with yourself. Enjoy the process, and I will see you on the other side.
Sometimes people ask me, Andriyuha, what is the key for the power? The key for the power is patience. You need patience for things to grow, for wealth, for power, for influence. Nothing comes fast. You need patience for reacting to the struggles of life. Things will go wrong. People will make you angry. You need patience with them and yourself. If you don't have patience, you will often decide too fast and too stupid. You will act out from anger and hate. So when I have been insulted, I count to 10, calming my breath, and then I move. And when my woman is getting crazy, I count to 10, calming my breath, and then I engage. And when I suffered a grim loss in business, I count to 100, calming my breath, and then I strike.
When you're willing to fail again and again and again, when you make up your mind to become unstoppable, when you make up your mind to become a no matter what person, that will then give birth to a part of yourself that you don't know right now. You have to be an unreasonable person who's not looking at and judging the circumstances such as you see them. In order to do something you have never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. We all have greatness within us, but greatness is not our destiny. It is a choice that we have to make consciously to put ourselves outside of our comfort zones, to stretch and to develop ourselves and have in our environment people we can learn from and grow from that will hold us to a higher standard and that will always challenge us to go higher.
Remember to be patient when you're becoming someone that you've never been before, because the person that you are growing into doesn't have a map yet. And some days you're going to feel like you're moving backwards, and that's okay. Because growth isn't always linear. Your new self is literally being born in moments that you don't even notice. So I want you to be gentle with the in-between version of yourself. Because becoming the person you're meant to be is gonna take some time.
A lot of people nowadays are really, really impatient. And the reason I think is we're so used to the power of our phones, of our computers, that we think everything...
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Should be happening quickly and instantly. If we have to wait 5 seconds to get a piece of information on the internet, we're thinking, oh my God, it's taking so long. It's taking so long to download. Whereas 20, 30 years ago, you would have had to go to the library. You would have had to spend an hour to do it. You learned how to develop patience to find things. But people are so impatient because everything is so quick and easy and powerful right now. So you want to be able to slow things down. You want to have the ability to say, if it's going to take me an hour to learn this, if I have to spend time practicing something that's tedious, I'm okay with it. I like the slowness. I actually embrace the pain that's involved. So learning anything, developing any skill involves pain.
Many of us are suffering because we quit on ourselves. We quit on our physical fitness. We quit reading books. We quit wanting to grow. We quit challenging ourselves. We quit wanting more out of life. You know why you quit? You got impatient. You wanted everything that this life had for you. You wanted it when you wanted it, but you couldn't have it then. So you just quit. And now you're trying to keep your head above water. You're in and out of the doctor every other week. You don't have any direction. You don't have a mission. You don't have a standard. But it's never too late.
You guys need to stop underestimating the power of patience. I feel like nowadays nobody ever has patience. It's all purely just because of these like short forms of dopamine that we can get whenever the want. And every single person is addicted to it. The only thing that sucks about that, you know, it would be great if there were benefits. The only thing that sucks is that good things take a long time. Any difficult skill that makes you a lot of money or for you to be the best at, it's going to take you a long ass time. And now there's just people that are just not willing to do that because they have these short forms of dopamine. But as we know, short forms of dopamine, they don't typically end up fulfilling us in terms of like full happiness, right? It's just like, oh, I feel empty inside, so boom, TikTok, or boom, Instagram Reels, or boom, let me yank the chicken. And then it's just this endless cycle of like, oh, my life sucks, and then boom. Versus if we had patience, we could just go through one whole period of my life sucks while working on something, then your life wouldn't.
Another part that I want to say as an answer to you is, as you begin to find your way of working and you bump into something, you go, I can't make this work. Be gentle with yourself. You don't yell at a bud because it isn't a flower yet. It's gonna be a flower, but it opens when it's time for it to open. If you're working on something that is beyond your ability at the moment, it doesn't mean it will be beyond your ability in a month, but at the moment, it's gonna frustrate the hell out of you. Acknowledge it and go, I'm not getting this. I'm not achieving what I want to achieve right now. Tomorrow, I'll make another choice tomorrow. I'll look at one of these elements another way. Or I need to go out and observe something that is this in life and see if I can learn something from that.
The more you raise your vibration, the more you understand the power of patience. And patience, without patience, there is no power. You have no control, right? And that is the key to manifestation. This is why your manifestations aren't coming through. This is why you feel like, man, I've been thinking about it. I've been talking positive, but yet still I don't see the proof. It's because you lack patience. And the reason why you lack patience is because we've grown to love instant gratification. We want things now, right? And the way social media is nowadays, you just see the highlights, right? You don't really see the behind the scenes and stuff like that. And the thing is, it ruins our patience. When you have patience, you have power. When you have power, you can create the life that you want. You feel me? It takes time. It's not gonna happen right away. And depending on the manifestation and the size of the manifestation, it might take longer than others, right? So you have to enjoy the process, because one thing you gotta realize, life is gonna test you. right? Life is going to test to see if you really believe, if you really have complete faith in that inner knowing in which your reality that you want to be, right? It's gonna question you, right? It's gonna drive you crazy sometimes. You're gonna be like, damn, like, I've been working so hard, but like, I don't see no results. But trust me, every single action has been stacking up. It's a compound effect. You feel me? Success comes to the ones who are patient.
I've come to realize how important it is to just be more patient with yourself when you're growing. We expect instant results, have immediate growth, and make no mistakes, but everything meaningful in life takes time. The skills you're learning, the process of healing, the relationships that you're in, or self-discovery, they all take time. And you'll only be disappointed if you try to rush the process because real change does not happen overnight. I feel like it's so easy to feel that you're not doing things enough, you're not fast enough, or you're not successful enough. But life isn't really a race, you're not falling behind. Just because you see someone who's successful at like 21 online, that doesn't automatically make your life a failure. You're simply on your timeline, and the more patient you are with yourself, the more space you give yourself to grow into the person that you're meant to become. Just the fact that you're waking up every morning and having another day to live is already a victory. Somewhere out there, someone's last day was yesterday, and yet here you are, breathing, alive, with time still on your side. That in itself is huge because not everyone gets that chance. So be more patient and give yourself credit for simply making it this far, for getting through the things you thought you couldn't, and for being here. When you stop expecting yourself to know everything right away, it allows you to keep showing up without doubting yourself all the time.
Patient with yourself. You'll be up one day and down the next. You'll be pleased one day and displeased the next. You'll be peaceful one day and very angry the next. But be patient with yourself, because God is not through with you yet. Don't look in the mirror and talk down to you. Oh man, you're no good. Yeah, that's true. But that's not you. That's the enemy in you. The self-accusing spirit. When that's whipping you like that, just say, okay, if you will forgive me and have mercy on me and strengthen me, I'll strive harder tomorrow to be better.
Most of life is just ordinary. You know, you got to learn how to be happy alone. You got to be happy a little bored. You got to be happy when things are hard. You got to learn how to be satisfied when you failed. Yes. And things don't go your way, because all of that keeps you getting up. But I think there are a lot of young people who are searching for this impossible feeling of continuous happiness.
Feeling like you have no idea what you're doing is the price of entry to achieving your dreams. Every big dream starts with fear, doubt, and the sense that you're completely unqualified. But that's not a sign to stop. That's part of the process. The feeling of not knowing what you're doing, that's the stretch. That's the part where you grow. Everyone who ever built something great once felt exactly like you do right now. Lost, scared, but still moving anyway. If you're waiting to feel ready, you will wait forever. Nobody feels ready. You just start, you stumble, and one day you realize you are doing the thing you thought you couldn't. So don't run away from fear or uncertainty, because fear means you're in the right place. So keep going.
You cannot wish for a strong character and an easy life. Each is the price of the other.
The world belongs to those who can continue to work without seeing the result of their work. Continue to do without seeing the result of their doing. And it's really the person who can do that for the longest period of time. And that's usually because they're still getting leading indicators. It's just that it's amounting to a much bigger mountain. And so like, if you want to do big shit, it takes a way longer period of time, because the easy shit, the little hills, everyone conquers really quickly.
You have to be patient. You don't got to make no moves. You ain't playing checkers, you playing chess. Take years for some moves to be made. God will show you. If you want to know, just pray. Get close to Him. God, show me. Show me.
A lot of us delay our happiness. When I get to this level, when I get my degree, when I get the kids, when I get married, I'm going to be happy. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the whole step, the whole process. Every day that you get up to strive for whatever it is you're after. You know I'm a goal-oriented guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you don't celebrate when you get to the finish line. Celebrate all along the way. Celebrate all along the way.
One characteristic emerged as a significant predictor of success, and it wasn't social intelligence. It wasn't good looks, physical health, and it wasn't IQ. it was grit. Grit is passion and perseverance for very long-term goals. Grit is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future, day in, day out, not just for the week, not just for the month, but for years, and working really hard to make that future a reality.